This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. China's military said Tuesday it has conducted a combat readiness patrol in the direction of the Taiwan Strait after its defense ministry condemned the visit to Taiwan by a U.S. congressional delegation it said had arrived on a military aircraft. A Chinese military spokesperson said in a statement the patrol was aimed at the seriously wrong words and actions of relevant countries on the Taiwan issue and the activities of pro-independence forces in Taiwan. Cross-strait tensions have been rising in recent months, with Taiwan complaining for a year or more of repeated missions by China's Air Force near the self-ruled island that Beijing claims as its own. Several Taiwan media outlets reported on Tuesday that unspecified members from both the U.S. House of Representatives and Senate had arrived in Taipei on a U.S. military plane. Poland has reinforced its border with Belarus with more riot police on Tuesday. It's a day after groups of migrants tried to storm through a razor wire fence on the eastern frontier, where thousands have camped on the Belarusian side in the tense standoff. The European Union accuses Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko of using the migrants as pawns in a so-called hybrid attack against the bloc, a retaliation for imposing sanctions on the government for a brutal crackdown on dissent. Thousands were jailed and beaten following months of protest after Lukashenko won the sixth term in a 2020 election that the opposition in the West saw as rigged. A Polish military official estimated on Tuesday 3,000 to 4,000 migrants were along the border, including about 800 near the makeshift camps. This is VOA News. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden is expressing strong opposition to re-engaging with Syria's Bashar Assad after the foreign minister of the United Arab Emirates met with Syria's once widely shunned president in Damascus Tuesday. The visit is the first by an Emirati foreign minister since Syria's civil war erupted in 2011. It comes as some Arab countries are improving ties with Syria. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price said that we will not normalize or upgrade our diplomatic relations with the Assad regime, nor do we support other countries normalizing or upgrading their relations, given the atrocities that this regime has inflicted on its own people. Syria badly needs to boost relations with oil-rich countries as its economy is being strangled by crippling Western sanctions and it faces the task of post-war reconstruction. The UAE is also home to thousands of Syrians who work in the Gulf nation and send money to their relatives at home. Lawyers in the family of a former U.S. Marine who is in prison for assaulting police officers in Moscow says he has begun a hunger strike to protest his detention and human rights abuses behind bars. That's a claim Russian officials have denied. Trevor Reed, who's 29, he's from Texas, was convicted in July and sentenced to 9 years in prison for an altercation in August of 2019 in Moscow, where he was studying Russian and visiting his girlfriend. He allegedly assaulted police officers who were driving him to a police station after picking him up following a night of heavy drinking at a party. His lawyers told the Interfax news agency that he has been on a hunger strike since last Thursday, but Russia's state penitentiary service denied that claim and insisted that Reed was eating in accordance with the daily schedule. Pfizer is asking U.S. regulators to allow boosters of its COVID-19 vaccine for anyone 18 or older in a filing announced on Tuesday. Older Americans and other groups particularly vulnerable to the virus have had access to a third dose of the Pfizer and BioNTech vaccine since September, but the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has said it would more quickly expand boosters to younger ages if warranted. Pfizer is submitting early results of a booster study with 10,000 people to make its case that it's time to further expand the booster campaign. The company asked U.S. regulators Tuesday to allow boosters of its COVID-19 vaccine for anyone 18 or older, a step that comes amid concern about increased spread of the coronavirus with holiday travel and gatherings. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.